recovering addict named Bonnie. Y'all, some of y'all know I'm a singer, so I know how to set their mic just right. You know, but I want to thank God for allowing this to be taking place, you know, thrashing all of us in here together, different walks of life. You know, diversity is our strength. You know, I found that out in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, because coming from the streets, you were only allowed to hang out with certain people. And they had to have a certain swag. And they had to be from a certain gang or a certain project. You know, I never thought that I would be sitting in the meeting years later, NA meeting at that, you know. I came from places where, you know, we had meetings going on, but it wasn't no NA meeting. You know, we met up in spots, you know. And I want to welcome the newcomer, any newcomer in this room. Thank you. Please allow us to love up on you. But we gonna love up on you. You know, as long as you allow us to love up on you and help you, because we got to wait on you. And I just want to say that, you know what I'm saying? And knock some of us down if you got to. You know, oh, he knock us down. Hello, I'm going with you. You know, and you know, more will be revealed, because that chapter is like, you know, one of my favorite chapters, you know. And I got one of those sponsors that believe in the literature. And she will send that ass to the literature. Spot check right now. You know, and I need to say too that, you know, I've been going through a range of feelings and emotions. I've been up, down, you know, a lot of stuff. You know, but the reality is I had to, listen, I got with some people that say, let's get to what it is. It's some feelings. I wait on myself around. But anyway, you know, a friend of mine, a good girlfriend of mine, you know, I call her about 1 o'clock in the morning. I say, if nobody else is up in USA, that one is. And I call her, and very rare do I not get an answer. And sometimes, you know, she just, you know, she say hello, and I just cry. She don't try to pull out of me what's going on. She don't do none of that. She say, this one of them times you just need to cry. You know, I might call her and be full of laughs, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, when I think about more would be revealed, I think about also, right, you know, the other day, right, I was preparing to wash clothes. And I turned the clothes, because I'm the type of person, when I wash clothes, I turn the clothes inside out. That's how I wash. I believe they get cleaner better that way, right? And I run across a tag that said, handle with care. Please wash on delicate, you know. So when you think about that addict, you know. Because the reality is, right, even though we talk about the newcomer as the most important person, right, you know, the bottom line is, you know, everybody is important. Everybody is. Everybody is. Listen, I'm telling you, I can't, bad as I want to some days, I just can't hurt people, man. I just want to hurt, but I can't. And the reality is, you know, let me say, I've been on this side of the fence so long that I became accustomed. Not just that, but I found out that I got good stock in me. I got good stock. I got some good stock. And I believe Anthony shared that. Like that good stock. That thing that's inside of you, right? And you know, they used to say, it's like Prego. It's in there. And not just that, but another thing was revealed to me, right? You set out to hurt people, right? But you don't hear that thing say, you know, you be like, I'm going to get them. And that thing be saying, yeah, but most of all, you're going to harm yourself. And then the disease say, I don't know why the fuck y'all mad with me. All I do is whisper, y'all ones act out. So what I'm trying to get to, right, because when you talk about more will be revealed, you know, like, listen, stuff happens. Adversity is a part of life. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. It just is. And sometimes, right, I'm telling you, I went through some stuff, you know, not working, you know, but I like to go places. I don't know, I guess I'm the only one here unemployed, you know, but not working, and I like to go places. That's why I tell people, stop trying to tell my fucking story. Give me a couple days, I tell you. So, you know, like, I'm at a place in my life, right, that, you know, I've been going through a lot of things through my own inability. Through my own inability. So, you know, last week I went away. But when I come back home, I say, I'm going to do something different. And the reality is, listen, I've been forced to do something different. But I'm just so grateful that, you know, you listen. Yes, it's important that, you know, you love that people still believe in you, right? In spite of whatever's going on, people still believe in you. But the most important thing is learn how to believe in yourself. Because it's going to be days where it feels like, is anybody there with me? And like the bottom line, you know, I had to grow up in the areas where I've been real defiant. I've been real stubborn. So, you know, being in Narcotics Anonymous, you know, things that go on and all that stuff, right? So I more so, let me say this, because I used to be afraid to share with certain people in the rooms. Not no more. Because my freedom is so important. My freedom is so important. My life be on the line. My life is at stake. And guess what? Guess what? You be suffering on the inside, and folks really don't be caring or thinking about, you understand what I'm saying? So this ain't about the people. People ain't my problem. People ain't never been my problem. I'm my problem. And I'm talking about coming in here and not knowing how to admit, you understand, my shortcomings, my flaws, my defects. You understand? Not knowing how to admit that. You know, a lot of given days, I don't like sleeping at night by myself. I just don't. Fear of dying alone. I watch my people die, man. I watch my mother take her last breath. I watch my brothers take their last breath. I watch my sister talk about how she tired of them cutting up on them. And she believed that she dying, direct result of them cutting up on them. So anybody now, I ain't got time for the monkey bullshit. Life too short. Be careful how you treat people. That's what's been revealed to me. How you treat people. And that's just the reality, man. So I get a bit emotional. You know, women are emotional people. We are. You know what I mean? I wish I could grab between my legs and say I'm the fuck out of here. But I can't. I wind up in the middle of the bed. I'll be crying and all that stuff. Close my blinds. I don't really want to talk to people. You understand? But that one person, I won't talk to them. I don't want to talk to nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is, you know, yeah, come on. You know? Like, hello? So, you know, one of the things that, you know, and I love this fellowship. I do. Even though we may go through our ups and downs, but I love this fellowship. I love the fact that you understand some of us could come together in spite of, regardless of, we could come together, you understand, you know, like the bottom line, you know, I ain't trying to, listen, stop fucking making a mockery out of somebody else's pain, man. walk around this bitch like you really spineless. You're not thoughtful. And been in here for years. Like you really don't care. Because one thing about people that say they care, you understand, they ain't going to do a whole bunch of hurt to you, baby. You say you care about somebody, you ain't going to do a whole bunch of hurt to that somebody that you really say you care about. And that's just the bottom line, man. So, you know, I've been in the spot and I've been a bit frustrated. I've been, you know, I've been, you know, talking as much as I can. Now, y'all know that's something different. I've been talking as much as I can. But the reality is I've been hurting, Eddie. I've been disappointed. I've been frustrated. I've been feeling like a piece of shit. But what's been being revealed to me is that, guess what? Life ain't over. What I treat as, listen, what happened was I started treating the thing or the stuff like it was the end of the world. When it was just the end of an experiment. It was the end of a phase. I'm telling you, listen, I thank God for everything that I done been through thus far. I thank him. Because what all I've been through becomes part of the natural order. So I feel what I need to feel. I go through what I had to go through. So when I look at more will be revealed, it's like, you know, God, reveal to me where you want me at. What is it of you that you have me to do right now? Right now. So, you know, we've been working out of the fourth chapter, everything, the fourth step, rather, the fourth tradition, the fourth concept, the fourth tradition and the guiding principles. We've been working out of that lately. And like the bottom line is, you know, I've been keep running into this thing called relationship.
What is it called?
Relationship. And what I got in touch with the sponsorship is, I don't do good in relationships. I don't. That significant other, I don't do good with that. I don't. I still got, listen, let me say this right. You know, because relationships can sometimes relationships could sometimes be about trying to send another wounded person up in there to get a wounded person. You feel me? And everybody wounded. But you know, you want to call it love, but you settle for that. You want to say that you like somebody when the reality is, listen, I still have indications sometimes that I don't like myself. Because if I like myself, I wouldn't put up with some of the unacceptable shit that I do. Not the other person. Remember I said, listen, people are not my problem. See, when I start making people my problem, then I tend to hide out behind people. The reality is, listen, it's something in me, that same something, that makes me prone to obsession and compulsion. Listen, being obsessed, like, and then wind up, like, just, it's like that gerbil on that thing, that gerbil just keep running and ain't going nowhere. It just keep running and running because, wanting what I want when I want it. That's all. By any means necessary. So what's been being revealed to me in my personal recovery is that, guess what? I still be self-centered. I'm still self-centered on any given day. Like, come on now. You know, I try to treat self-centered like it's something that, you know, ain't happening with me no more. I'm not self-centered. I'm not a self-centered person. When the reality is, I've been self-centered. And I'm talking about me. Because there's no fundamental, it's nothing fundamental about you talking about other people. There's no benefits in that. I want the maximum benefits that this program got to offer. So guess what? I got to be who I say I am. I got to be who I say I want to be. I want the maximum benefits. So if that means, listen, I got to do some shit that I don't want to do, then let the dawn begin, man. One of the things that have been revealed to me through the personal work, and I keep mentioning personal work because I'm doing personal work. And one of the things that have been revealed to me is I don't like rejection. I still don't fucking like it. So I be trying to tell people, listen, if you don't fucking mean it, leave me the fuck alone, man. Because I would go in the mirror and stand there and look at me and say, what is wrong with me? When the reality is, guess what, boo? I'm sexy. I'm nice. I'm a beautiful person on the inside. I carry around a heart of gold. But I still got that little girl that resides in me. So a lot of time when people right really don't want you to hurt them or fucking do the shit, right? Or reject them or whatever, because they really trying to protect that little person in them. Because you really don't be knowing where people really come from. A lot of time we come together, we talk about active addiction and recovery. Did anybody really start talking about what happened? You know, because my sponsors say something happened. This thing was popping way before the drug. Yeah. I'm talking about the age of 8 to me. You know, my brother climbing up on me. And I didn't know at the time he was experimenting on me. But he was really doing the real actual thing. So from the age of 8 to 13, you hear me? It was a constant thing. It was constant. I was hating. By the time I was 9 and 10, I was hating. After every time, it's time to play house. I don't want to play house. So by the time I was 13, I couldn't cipher the difference. I didn't know what was what, you know. I know something was wrong. I just didn't know what. And it was like, am I his sister or I'm his girlfriend? So I took the girlfriend. And by then, he was old enough to have a girlfriend from the outside. So when she knocked on the door, I answered that door. And I asked her, why the fuck you coming for my man? Yeah, and I share this because, you know, the thing is too, right? I said I got a sponsor. I got a home group. I got a network of people. Listen, it's been revealed. You know, I seek outside help. You understand? You know, because it's been a lot. It's been a lot, you know. And you know, just being able to heal some of that stuff. Because you don't fully heal in here. That's why you got to keep coming. Because you're not going to fully heal. You're not going to fully recover. All that. And like, bitch, if an outfit make you, then good luck. So by the time I linked up with my son father, I turned around, catch him in the bed with my best girlfriend. I just blacked out. So it's like rejection, 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 rejection. Whole lot of rejections, man. You start really feeling alienated. You start really feeling like you look like an alien. You hear me? Like people ain't gonna like you. They don't like you. They only here for one thing. You understand what I'm saying to you? You know, my mother had 13 other children. And my brother always, he put fear in me by way of saying, if I was to tell my mother, it's going to kill her. And I love my mother. Anybody knew the relationship with me and my mother, that was my rock. That was my world. And like the bottom line, I was so afraid. So what happened was, when she passed away, I got the opportunity, right? And I said, I don't know when she gonna get it, right? But I put a letter inside of her casket. Let me tell you, right? That's why I keep showing up, new couple. You understand? Because this thing go a lot further than just staying clean. Yeah. Staying clean must come first. Yeah. But it go a lot further. We ain't here to scare you. We just want to let you know that all that you got bottled in you is a way that, listen, if you stay here, it can start exiting out. It can come on out. It don't have to be suppressed. It don't have to be it don't have to be deep down. All the way down like dolomite down. It ain't got to be that. So you know I ain't coming here to try to spit some shit to make folk look and all that. No, I came here for some freedom. But that's what recovery offers. Freedom. You know, it's something about, you know, you find out that as you stay, another thing that's been revealed, Chris, is that, listen, you don't just become free from active addiction. You start to become free from bondage. You start to become free. You can free that little girl a little bit. You can let her out. You can let her know she is loved. You can let her know that, listen, she is good. She a good person. You can let her know that she can forgive her brother. You can let her know that she can take him off the hook. You can let her know that he had no clue. He was experimenting. And I need to say, right, man, this is an awesome program, man. I wouldn't get this up for nothing in the world. I'm telling you. Regis was like, Bonnie, do you want N.A. or $1 million? I'm taking N.A. Regis, and that's my final motherfucking answer. Yeah. So, you know, I want to thank God, you know, and listen, I'm telling you the truth. You know, because I talked about the natural order earlier, you know. Things happen in an intuitive manner that cannot adequately be explained. So, you know, I go up my brother's house, right, Viv, right, Shy? I go up my brother's house, right, and we have a cook-off. What you want to cook there? What you want to cook? And there's a catch to that. I'm talking about how you start to forgive people on another level. You begin to go into another level of forgiveness. And you got to take stuff like humility and acceptance with you. You got to take spiritual principles like understand. H-Step talk about, we have to learn to understand sometimes rather than wanting to be understood. That I ain't got to drag this thing out. I had my 96-year-old daddy living with me last year. You hear me? And I'm telling you, that man is set for life. You can't tell him nothing. Listen here, he already know it. But I'm grateful, man, that, you know, if nothing else, right, I still got one of my parents. And I believe I had to experience the death of one. I love my daddy so much. I just do. You know, and I never thought that I would ever get somewhere and be able to have the words come out of my mouth. Because my dad was mean. I don't know about your dad. My dad was mean. He was mean. He was stingy. Kids run around talking about bobos. They make your feet. Hold on. Where y'all get that beef from? Because we got the drawers that say, oh. So I want to share something, because something else has been revealed to me over the years, you know. And as kids, we struggled. We didn't wear the hand-me-downs, we wore downs. Downs. So when I began to have children, I said, I'm not letting my kids go through that. I'm not doing it. So, you know, my kids, they was going to school with nice stuff on them, expensive shit. But I was juggling bills and shit. Just so that they don't have to be, listen, I'm serious. Just so they don't have to go through that pain, that agony. It's agony. When, especially when you walk outside, you go to school, the kids is cruel. You're already getting tormented in the house. Know that when we say recovery up in here, that we talking recovery. So I said, I'm not letting my kids wear none of that stuff we had to wear. So I began to start doing stuff and buying stuff. But what I found out was, babe, you ain't just buying stuff that you really can't afford, but you buying them. Especially my oldest. I think it's in the ninth that we talked about. We shouldn't make amends off the expense of other people. Like, I know I did some stuff with my son. And part of that buying him and all that there, that was like, you know, the makeup. The makeup. And you know, all them years later, after me and him was in therapy session, and he said one thing to me. Well, he said a sentence. He said, Mom, we never emotionally connected. Because I thought things. Ain't nothing wrong with things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sending my kids to school when they looking like crackheads. I'm not doing that. But the value that I put on things. Greater value. Remember when you was in school, greater than, less than, you know, that equals. So I had, I had greater value on, you know, things than I did having a relationship with God. And God being the one to, like, take care of us. If you can follow what I'm saying. Because sometimes you can have greater value on things and other relationships than you do with a higher power. So what's been revealed to me here recently is how important it is to have a relationship and newcomer. When we talk about God in here, we just simply talking about our higher power. We just simply talking about a power that's greater than us that made what was impossible possible. We don't want to spook you. But a power greater than us. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you, for instance, the police, my mother, and DHS was at the door, and I still couldn't move from that table. Something moved me. So the bottom line is, you know, getting back to that relationship with a higher power, that relationship with something greater than me, the trust. Listen, I'm telling you, lately my attitude has been exhibiting, displaying, you know, I don't trust God enough. Hurry up, God, you've taken too long. Since you want to take your time, you all over there, over Vivian and Ethel house. Since you want to take your time, all over there, over Aisha house. You hear me? Over Eddie and Donnie and Shaheed house. You hear? Over Chris house. You know, you want to take all long. You over there at Harold's house. He know you was over there. So, you know, you take it too long. I need to bust a move. And God said, listen, you better pay attention. It's an art in listening. 11-step stuff. It's an art in listening. You don't develop that art, you can easily be distracted. And I was telling my sponsor last week, right? I say, sponsor, you know what's great? Listen, the distraction ain't got to come to me. I'll go get the distraction. I'll go get it. Bring it over here. Hold up. Back it up. Back. I'll go get it. Because I don't want to focus on what I'm responsible for. I'm responsible for my recovery. not responsible to do the necessary things and take the necessary steps for my life to get better. That's what more will be revealed talks about, the improvement in your life. The improvement. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve a conscious contact with God as we understand him. If you look at 6 and 7, it don't say nothing about you humbly ask your man or your girl. It don't say you humbly ask who you was having wild sex with last night. It say we humbly ask God, because he the only one that's powerful enough. The only one that's powerful enough to remove the defect. And you got to be careful when you making statements like that, because you'll misunderstand the word remove for move. Walk around here like your shit don't stink. I know mine do. And if I ain't careful, it could go in reverse and start to go back into that decay thing. You know, decay is rotten. Everybody else smell you but you. You around here ticking because you don't know how to go to bed without having sex. Every fucking time you lay in your bed, you gotta have sex. Sex and more sex. And when the bottom line in the interim, I'm really afraid, you know, I'm really afraid, so I cap it off with sex. I cap it off with sex when the reality is, you know, because I don't want to get to the real exact nature with y'all. I strive for companionship. But the reality ain't no maintaining with that if you ain't trying to have relations with the God of your understanding. Ain't no boo. How many times you think you gonna make that shit work and you are not connecting properly with who? Because when it's all said and done, right? The 11 steps say you come to find out he been present the whole time. He was present when folks got up and left and changed their mind. He was present when the kids start talking shit and you put them out. He was present when you done went through a couple circles around here in the fellowship. He was present when your little entourage was falling off. So I say all that to say, you know, I thank the Rooms and Archives Anonymous, for real, for helping me to go back into, you understand? I didn't know how to do stuff, Ethel, without abusing it. I didn't know how to do stuff without taking advantage of it. I didn't know how to do stuff without having a better perspective. So, you know, I just want to say this, right? And I'm going to be quiet, right? Some of y'all know I had a little rough patch these last couple years. My son and his family. And I got so caught up in it that I couldn't see. My son need to heal too. How the fuck I come in here and be telling other people, well, maybe you need to heal. But I can't say that to my kids. Or that's not a concern of mine. Or I can't think about that. So his reaction to his hurt and him not able to survive his emotions, you do stuff like you ain't seeing the kids. So my sponsors say, you just wait, stay out the way. Now we calling each other every day. I speak to the kids, right? I got a little one. She little as hell. She 1 year old and she roll her eyes. And she like to fight. I said, where'd she get that from? But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, that wait thing. The ninth step talk about the essence of time. The seventh step talks about getting out of our own way. Because there's evidence to show that I still can fuck some shit up. Because I still want what I want when I want it. So the third step is teaching me to follow suit with mind your business. Mind your business. Because I know for a fact who is powerful enough to mend that hurt and them wounds and them relationships. See, I got to get out of the way because I'm capable of still throwing salt into the wound. I'm still capable of re-injuring stuff. I'm still capable of showing up to the scene of the crime. Again. So sponsors say, wait. Sit down somewhere. Mind your business. Right? And this she say, and don't be running over there when they call and say we need you to babysit. Huh? But that's another way. Another way. I get them when I want them. And if you choose to take them back out my life again, I just go back over there and sit and wait. But one of the things that frightened me so bad, experiencing losing family members, you know, two siblings and two brothers, two sisters, and a mother all back to back, it's like I became so fearful. That I say, you know, I don't know if this might be the last day I take a last breath and I ain't seen my grandkids. So I put up with unacceptable stuff based on fear. Fear was central. So sponsor, man, I have a beautiful sponsor, man. Listen, when God give you people in your life that have a certain set of skills that's able to go right in there, let's cut right through there. Let's come on, sit down and wait. So it takes me back to that tag that was hanging on the shirt that say, handle with care. Wash delicately. So I'm grateful for this process. Thanks for letting me share.